When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays. The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop the Blinds.com Primetime Kickoff event happening now and save up to 50% off select styles. Plus doorbusters. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I wonder if Nate Dogg was in OC this weekend. I wonder if he's on cloud nine. Our friend Barstool Nate joins us on the BetQL guest line. Hello, Nate Dogg. How we doing, buddy?
Fellas. What a great day. How are you? I am on cloud nine to answer your question. I think this is the best Tuesday, October 1st we've had in my 35 years of life.
Which game did you enjoy more? They go on the road for two straight. They beat the Bengals in a dominant offensive performance, and then they go beat the Cardinals in a dominant full team performance.
Enjoy more? I would say the Bengals Monday night game, because it was on prime time. It was Jaden's coming out party. The world got excited. It was just a blast to be a part of. It was one of those, that's my quarterback moments where, you know, holy, this is all happening. I can't believe this is happening on prime time on the road. And then to turn around and then go to Arizona without going back to Washington and just put an absolute beat down on the Cardinals. As you said, a full team performance. Jaden, once again, just exceeding all expectations. It's pretty crazy, but it has to be the Bengals game that we'll remember. Like, hey, remember that time on Monday Night Football when this team became this team? That was the moment.
How different do you feel now at 3-1, first place in the NFC East? I mean, I can give you some stats. Teams that are in first place at the quarter point of the season since 2016 go on to make the playoffs almost 80% of the time. They go on to win the division almost 70% of the time. How do you feel about this team, big picture, where they are, where they're going?
So far ahead of where I think we all thought this team would be at the four-week mark in terms of offensive development. The offensive line is doing everything and more. The defense, I think we've called it bend, don't break defense. Didn't really break at all against Arizona.
They didn't even bend much.
Right. Oh, that's what I meant. Sorry, didn't even bend. Never mind break against Arizona, which was so impressive. And I'm trying to remain level. You know, I think we've said it every week is this season should be, I think we said will be a roller coaster. I'm now changing that will to a should be a roller coaster because, you know, it's still a rebuilding team. There's still not a ton of depth here and there. We can talk all about that forever. But that Arizona game changed the way I think we should all view this team. This is a first-place team. This is a team humming on every single cylinder possible. This is an offense that does not slow down. There is no take that foot off the gas with this offense. This offense just goes. And I think we saw it. When the offense goes, the defense levels up. Maybe they don't have all the talent on paper that the offense has, but they absolutely step up and they feed off this offensive energy. And when that's happening, it's a scary, scary team. They're clearly extremely well coached. The most, like, the best coaching we've seen through a month of football. I couldn't even think of a time where we saw everything coming together like this so quickly, so perfectly. I don't want to get ahead of myself, but on JP, if you recall, on June 12th, I predicted that Jaden would have 3,600 yards, 25 touchdowns, 70% completion percentage, 800 more rushing yards on the ground, offensive rookie of the year, and be a playoff team. And all you said was Nate's going to Nate. Nate seems like he was pretty accurate on that one.
It's not over yet, Nate. Let's pump your brakes a little bit, damn it. But you know what? I agree with you on this. I said on Sunday, I said if this defense begins to play like we expect them to play, this league could be in trouble.
Big trouble. And
Sunday. We won the game 42-14. We gave up almost 200 yards rushing. That has to stop.
Right. And all the pieces aren't in place. This team has $100 million in salary cap ready to go for this coming up offseason. Once that money gets spent and another draft class comes through and this current team develops and, you know, the weaker parts of the defense and the offense go somewhere else, this is a legitimate team with very good coaching and a young stud quarterback. There's a lot to be excited for.
There really is. Specific to – you said something there about the defense might not have the talent of the offense. I think offensively, clearly you've got Jaden, right? And then you've got Terry and perhaps B-Rob. But, I mean, you look at Jeremy McNichols and Olamide Zaccheaus, the guys that – really kind of paced this team in the win over Arizona. And these aren't dudes that people, they weren't high profile free agent acquisitions. You know what I mean? Like offensively, they're spreading it around. 9 dudes caught a pass. McNichols went for almost 70 yards and he only played because Eckler was hurt. I continue to perhaps be, Jaden's in his own category, frankly. I don't know that I've ever been as impressed with a rookie quarterback as I have been with Jaden, and that includes Robert. The accuracy is just so uncanny, the poise, the calmness, and how quickly he has learned. I mean, even as something that I think was far less important than people made it to be with the sliding and the volume of runs, Jaden is fantastic. But if I had to pick a second category, I think it might be the O-line. There are so many questions. Those dudes are mauling. They're running the ball so well. I think you got to kind of circle back to the front office and the evaluation and the team they put together.
And that is my number one hat tip, hand up. Maybe I was wrong. I was terrified that this offensive line was not going to be able to protect Jaden. I was horrified that this front office did not do enough to give Jaden, a rookie quarterback, the protection that he would need to go through his reads and make the throw. And Jaden gets the ball out extremely fast, and Cliff is just calling perfect games for him, doing everything he can for Jaden. And they are working so perfectly together. It's synergy. You know, it's like this yin and this yang that you can't even explain how well this is working. But yeah, the offensive line are just some dogs up there doing everything and more for this team. And I was terrified that it was not going to look like this. I'm so glad that I was wrong about the offensive line.
Well, hell, everybody taking, let me just do my little victory lap too then. No, I'm joking. No, but I said earlier, if they help to chip on the tackles early on and allow them to grow, they'll be a better team. If the quarterback gets the ball in his hands, they'll be a better, the offensive line will look better. I think they look a lot better than what they are because he does not hold on to the ball. I think they play great. I think if he was a guy who holds it like 100%. Sam did, it'll still look the same.
And I think Sam held it too long. They didn't run it enough last year. Those two things have also been remedied.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's a huge part of this. And Nate, let us ask you, because I don't know where you land on the analytics versus eye test kind of debate, but a lot of the analytics folks thought Cliff couldn't call plays and that Jaden wasn't going to work in the pros. You don't want to get too – actually, I know you fairly well. You probably want to get directly up in those people's face.
Don't worry. I've been doing it for you already, Nate.
Where do you think this lands now that they have at least started absolutely red hot?
It's a silly conversation. Like, analytics does its job, but Cliff Kingsbury is able to tailor his offensive play calling around Jaden Daniels' talent. And that's what we hoped would happen, is he wouldn't make Jaden change. He would change for Jaden. And together, they have put together just the perfect offensive game plan in every game this season, easing him into the NFL game, not making him, you know, look at yesterday's Miami Dolphins game where they have Snoop as the quarterback, but they didn't simplify the offense as far as I could tell. They kept the same, you know, Mike McDaniel weird offense for a quarterback who clearly was not able to run that offense. And I was like, this is just so dumb of Mike McDaniel. I don't know what happened to his brain that he can't coach properly anymore. And Cliff is doing the complete opposite. He allowed Jaden to get comfortable in the NFL game. Everybody was saying, oh, well, he's not throwing downfield. And I sat here and said, good. I don't want him to make throws or attempt throws that he's not comfortable making quite yet. And I didn't think they would open the playbook this much until halfway through the season, maybe a week 8. But Jaden has acclimated so quickly and so well, and Cliff has done such a great job. And then Jaden just has the intangibles to get rid of the ball, to not take sacks, to not force throws into tight windows. And he's able to scramble and pick up first downs when he needs to. And he's just doing that all on instinct and brains and just really good blocking and just a really good offensive scheme that's allowing him to use his talents to the best of his abilities. And we're seeing it, and it's like watching Picasso paint. And honestly, I'm gushing because you really, JP, as you said, you're just so impressed by everything he's doing, so young, so inexperienced NFL, that it's jaw-dropping. It truly, truly is.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays? The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop the Blinds.com Primetime Kickoff event happening now and save up to 50% off select styles. Plus doorbusters. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I watched the game last night, and Detroit, to me, are very similar to what Cliff is running right now. They run the ball effectively, and Their quarterback gets the ball in his hand. Hell, Goff was 18 of 18 last night. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
When you run it effectively, you know what you get a lot? One-on-one matchups. Because they got to put somebody in the box. And if you can run it effectively, now your quarterback gets a chance. And as JP would always say, when you have the anticipatory type passes,
you can make those throws.
If you can make
the
those on a consistent basis, and you got one on one, you throw it out front, and the guy can keep running. You're gonna have success. And Jaden does that terrifically on the move. For that fact,
yeah.
And Brian Robinson, we have to at least
Brian's
say his
I
name.
I love Brian.
200-yard games already this season, averaging 4.7 a carry. He's just such a tank. He's such a beast. He's having such a great season.
One thing that was really cool throughout training camp, speaking about B-Rob, is just how excited he was.
He was smiling like hell, wasn't he?
How much he had to hold back. Because he's a nice person and doesn't want to take shots at anybody. But for him to talk about last year and the struggles, he felt very underutilized and there was just so much going wrong. And I think he is so happy with the way this thing has how could you not be, right? Nate Dogg, I think you're uniquely qualified to discuss this. I posted a Twitter poll a little while ago. We might open the phones on this.
Okay.
But Jeff is 30. White Mike is, what, 26?
Mike, I ain't that old, I don't think.
Yeah, he could be 24 for all I know. How old are you, Nate Dogg? You're like 35?
I'm 35, turning 36 on October 10th. That's 9 days from today is my birthday. Don't forget.
All right. Happy birthday in advance.
Coming out here and take us out to get some drinks.
I will buy beers if you come to town. How about that?
That's because they know you're not coming, Nate.
That's a fair point. But seriously, you have never seen this team have any real success. I got to catch the tail end of it. I saw the Super Bowl Brian won as a kid. But for a lot of people, there's a lot of angst surrounding all the national attention this team is getting.
Mm-hmm.
How do you feel about it?
it's like when you have a favorite band and they blow up and you're like, no, you're not allowed to like them now.
Right.
They have a hit song. I liked them before they had that hit song. But then you have, you know, it's still cool, though. Like, it's cool to see them all over the ESPN and everybody tweeting about how awesome Jaden is, because the alternative is what we've dealt with over the last 20 whatever years is the laughingstock, the lawsuits, the stadium dropping poop water on everybody, all that other stuff becoming the news about your team was embarrassing. It became, you know, you wear a Washington hat on vacation and people make fun of you. Oh, that's your team. Oh, that sucks, dude. It was brutal sometimes rooting for this team, a lot of the time rooting for this team under the old regime. So now that we have the new one and we have the quarterback and we're getting all this positive attention, it's a little weird, sure, but it's great. We should relish in this. And other teams want to be us. Bears fans are in hell right now wondering if they took the wrong quarterback. I love it. I love watching those Bears fans squirm, wondering if they have to start all over again next year with a new quarterback because Caleb can't stop crying after losing games. So, yeah, I'm very much enjoying the ride. It would be sweet if we were America's new team. I wouldn't mind that at all.
All that said, what do you think for Sunday against the Browns?
It cannot be one of those trap games. Cannot be one of those games where everybody expects, you know, us to come out and lay a beat down at home on the Browns and then we go out and lay an egg. That's not what this team should do, and I don't think it's what this team will do. It's very easy to come off this last 2 weeks high and come in underestimating the Browns. This is still the NFL. Any given Sunday, all those cliches are very true. They're cliches for a reason. Any team can beat any team any given day. We just got to stay focused, Jaden has to continue doing exactly what he's doing. And this defense and the special teams unit, if they even get on the field, you know, besides to kick an extra point, just has to keep doing what they're doing. Letdown games stink. They're hard to watch. And good teams don't have, you know, like great teams don't have those sort of weeks. Let's be one of those great teams that doesn't have that sort of weeks. I guarantee that's what Dan Quinn has been telling them all week, or all will right. be telling them all week.
Two little nuggets that you're both going to like.
Go ahead.
The Dotson trade to Philly was a third rounder, right?
Yeah.
That was actually Miami's third rounder that Philly had already. Mm-hmm. Miami right now, that's a top five pick. So you're talking about a top five third round pick, which makes that not only a top, it was already a top 100 pick. You're talking top 70, which is pretty interesting. The other thing, Nate Dogg.
Well, JP, we had to lose Jahan Dotson, and he's tearing it up in Philadelphia, right?
The other thing interesting, the Eagles still installed as heavy favorites as the division winner. The Eagles right now are plus 110. The Commanders and the Cowboys plus 240.
Yeah.
I don't know. I've been betting on Philly's demise all year.
See, we keep you're betting on their demise, but we are overly concerned about what other people think they are.
B.
Let them play it out.
I like the Commanders at plus 900 in July. To
let them play
division.
It out.
Play the tape. Nate Dogg, we got to bounce.
All right. See you guys after another win on Sunday. I'll be back with you on Tuesday.
Why don't you put your money where your mouth is? Come on down to Northwest Stadium.
not this Sunday. I will be there this season, though.
All right. See you, buddy. That is our friend, Mr. Eric Nathan, Lil Nate X, at Barstool Nate.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays? The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
You fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop the Blinds.com Primetime Kickoff event, happening now, and save up to 50% off select styles, plus doorbusters. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's better over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.